play a song for us.
You know, that is true, Isaac. The song I chose to start this day off is Hit 'Em Hard by The Game, featuring Bobby Shmurda, Scheme, and Freddie Gibbs. Yeah, I don't know. Enjoy it.
Y'all niggas keep wanna play the motherfucking Shmurda game. So I brought my motherfucking big bro in this bitch. I got a black Mac and a six pack. I don't work out, I don't chit chat. My bitch bag, I get racked. That Rolls Royce come gift wrap. Them birds still come shrink wrap. I'm not strapped, don't think that. I'm low key with that click clack. That red attack, that pack, pack. Throw the burner and I'm running home. Niggas stop being low when the money gone. Still walking this bitch, I'm 100 strong. One chain on my neck, feel like I got 100 on. Look at my flow on this bitch. Platinum and gold on my wrist. Money the counter be counting it. That's why I'm throwing this shit. I'm in BK with that SK. Same clothes as yesterday with that Biggie Smalls on replay. And I ain't wearing no vest today. I do the shmoney dance with this Mac. You better do it too or get smurfed. I be grilling that beef. I ain't talking no burgers. I finna be walking like I'm a New Yorker. I let off the K and then hop in the Uber. It's never a question that I am the shooter. I empty the clip and lay you in the pooler. Blood, see how he got hit with the Ruger? Blood, banana, that's how we be moving. Blood, swooping from Compton to Brooklyn. And this ain't the Barclay, but niggas is shooting.
Running niggas down, back and forth. I'm like pass the torch, pass it off. Niggas making bets on who gon' blast it more. First score, we gon' hit him hard. We gon' hit him more. First score, we gon' hit him more. We gon' hit him hard. Running niggas down, back and forth. I'm like pass the torch, pass it off. Niggas making bets on who gon' blast it more. First score, we gon' hit them hard. We gon' hit them more. Yeah. First score, we gon' hit them more. We gon' hit them hard. Yeah.
Running cocaine, back and forth. Got the pack of salt. ES to the G, and I'm the boss. Drop the pack to jump. Coming for the murder, masses off. Bitch, you took a loss. Fuck the DEA, we shook them off. Bitch, we shook them off. Shook and twisted jaws. Dope on my mama stole. By the time she got back from church, boy, I bet you I had an old shop. In the middle of the motherfucking day, no more. Yeah, yo, boy, I done sold. Now, nigga, pull up in a motherfucking foreign on 4G's. That'll bring them hoes. Sound like, yeah, nigga. Niggas keep backing. I pull out a puff in this bitch like I'm Blizzard. Yeah, nigga. Empty your pockets, we robbing these bitches. Got all of them stripping. Like, yeah, nigga. Nigga, it's better to ask for forgiveness than ask for permission. You catching the Honda, I'm catching you slipping. I did it alone on the guys, my witness. My nigga got off cause we tied up a witness and made sure that nigga could show up and cope. You know the business, them niggas found out to just snitching. Them niggas gon' be at your throat. Everyday Halloween niggas will go trick or treating with 2 to 3 inches though. Flipping a check off this rap and go back to the traffic, put that in the weed and the blow. Like, yeah,
running niggas down, back and forth. I'm like pass the torch, blast it off. Niggas making bets on who gon' blast it more. First score, we gon' hit them hard. We gon' hit them more. First score, we gon' hit them more. We gon' hit them hard. Running niggas down, back and forth. I'm like pass the torch, blast it off. Niggas making bets on who gon' blast it more. First score, we gon' hit them hard. We gon' hit them more. First score, we gon' hit them more. We gon' hit them hard.
I just caught a body like a week ago. These hating niggas want attention, I don't see them, no. You saw that gangster shit, but I just can't believe it, bro. We pull up with them shots, knocking out that European boom. Pass to the K to the EME, calling the EMT after I empty this clip. I saw my dope right on CMT, I'm at that ING, know I'm as wood as it gets. Chad Taylor told me it's fuck haters, so I say fuck them and bury these niggas in pits. Rollie on wrist, no taco, no tick, your girl on my dick, man, come get your bitch. Niggas thinking since I rap now, I might back down and come try your luck. Riders with me be wired up and they riding with me to the tires. But haters talking, but they better cool it for that nigga Crooked get fired up. Lay out like my ball Maze, he ain't playing straight, he get ironed up. Drinking lean till I'm high enough, I don't give a fuck about that nigga. I ain't swashing shit, I won't call it off, I just handle mine like a man, nigga. I'm on front line with these bands, nigga. Need a chair, I can't stand niggas. We do walk-bys and hop-outs, got sliding doors on that van, nigga.
Running niggas down, back and forth. I'm like pass the torch, blast it off. Niggas making bets on who gon' blast it more. First score, we gon' hit them hard. We gon' hit them more. First score, we gon' hit them more. We gon' hit them hard. Running niggas down, back and forth. I'm like pass the torch, blast it off. Niggas making bets on who gon' blast it more. First score, we gon' hit them hard. We gon' hit them more. First score, we gon' hit them more. We gon' hit them hard.
Alrighty, hello, hello, we are back. So today I'm going to be doing an album review. of, well, it's really, it's more of a mixtape from the Los Angeles rapper Duckworth. And this is actually the project that first got me into his music after I saw him open up for Rich Brian. It's his pure energy and fantastic stage presence that really sold me on his music, even though I never heard of him before. He had a whole band behind him, and he was honestly raging harder than I've seen almost anybody. Like, it was crazy. And then, like, all the fools in the crowd, too, they were going hard. It was a great time. So with this project, he looks to show what he's all about and why people should stop sleeping on him, at the time, at least. The sound he really goes for is a blend between rock and atmospheric hip-hop. The rock kind of, like, slips in sometimes, and then sometimes it's really the vocal forefront. And it doesn't really have a good cohesion between the two, but overall, it's a really good sounding album. It's just not cohesive with what it wants to be, necessarily. But the greatest thing about the album itself is that it creates a very groovable, if not danceable, vibe. The use of vocal layering, ad-libs, as well as many just one-off sounds and just random, like, noises in the background. He'll just start screaming for no reason. It's a great time. And it really gets the controlled chaos vibe that he's essentially going for throughout the piece, especially on tracks such as Man in the Sky, which is a bonus track to the album. It wasn't released originally with it. But there's just so much going on. I'm not really sure what happens the entire time, but it's actually fantastic. But that's not to say that that the entire project doesn't have any substance, or that it's just kind of like just a bunch of noises, a bunch of him just screaming, just saying random things, just one-liners. A few songs, such as the song Boy, touches on social norms, gender, sexuality, and race. There's also the song Bummer and $2, which uses the metaphor of an ice cream truck, and him not having enough to actually purchase any ice cream from him. And this mysterious figure comes in and kind of saves the day and, like, gives him a new flavor of ice cream, sending him on a new path and having a new life. Just trying to show his kind of change throughout the album. It's kind of a topic that is discussed a lot throughout the album. But the two clearly rock / like alternative songs that, like, really give off that vibe would be the song Extra, which is the opening track. It's definitely the better of the two compared to the second one, which is Wake Up, where he's mostly just talking about how he doesn't care about what people think about him and just trying to give off that vibe and just saying, like, telling others to just think for themselves and not really conform necessarily. But in that second rock song, Wake Up, it's really just chaotic. And I actually was reading a few other reviews about it, and they said the entire album is great except for that song. But honestly, I don't think it's as bad as everybody says it is. It's mostly just kind of like a punk-inspired song where it's just kind of very aggressive, very repetitive, not a whole lot going on, but the vibe that it gives off is definitely, I can see where he's going with it. It's not the greatest ever, especially with that song. Some of the mastering on this album is just kind of weird. Like, the instrumental is just way too loud, and then his vocals will just be kind of muddled into it. And I can't tell if he's doing it on purpose or if he's just kind of doing it just because. Or that he's either doing it on purpose or he's kind of like just managed to not do it correctly. But overall, all of these pieces, especially in concert, they're really well done. Everything sounds great. And it's a very solid project and something that I actually go back to listen to every once in a while. Probably like every 2 months or so, I'll go back and listen throughout the entire album. But yeah, that's really all I have to say about it.
So before we give you a little clap, why exactly did you choose this? Like, if you're going to say it in a couple sentences, why would you say you chose this to talk about?
I chose this because I wanted... There's a lot of things I wanted to do, or a lot of albums I wanted to do, but I really couldn't find something that was not super mainstream or something. I just wanted something that wasn't too known. Like, I kind of wanted to promote something that wasn't... Because I wanted to do Blank Face, which is originally what the album that I wanted to talk about by Schoolboy Q, because I believe it's a really underrated album. It's not every song is great. A few songs are kind of like, eh. But it's definitely not like... I feel like it's still slept on more than it should be. Mm-hmm. And I also wanted to do Denzel Curry and Kenny Beats' new project, but I feel like that's still kind of just like, if you know music, if you know, listen to hip hop and that kind of thing, you probably know it. So I just wanted something kind of outside the realm and that isn't straight hip hop, but also a fusion between a few different genres.
Cool. Thank you. And you want to play one song from this album? Mixtape?
Yeah, sure. I'd be down to play the song, honestly, Man in the Sky.
Man in the Sky. Okay, so we're going to hear Man in the Sky by Duckworth right now. After that, we'll be back. You're listening to Word on the Street on CITR 101.9.
Yeah, that's what. Fuck nigga riding around with the chopper, aiming at your ring to knock your block off. Don't these niggas know that a gangster, talking real gangster, really about the bread, that ain't really for the drama. Swear the streets is looking like a damn soap opera. Reality television, your niggas Miss Parker. Got your ass out, Friday I take the trash out. Mama put the soap up in my mouth, I got a trash mouth. Never fuck your wifey in a glass house. Can't trust the niggas that be plotting on your damn cross. Plotting on your damn fall, man, that shit's a shame. Put my selfie in the frame. Pretty is my glow, ugly is my name. Wait, gasoline, I bring the flame. Pretty is my glow, ugly is my name. Wait, you fuck niggas ain't the same. Give a fuck what you say. Wait, wait, unless shoot a man in the sky.
Yup, what's goody? I'm the hottest round. My city, I got all the sounds. Got plenty, you should ask around. My city, get to work. Get busy, do it till it hurt. Get busy, you should go berserk. Get busy, I'ma make you work. Get busy.
Yeah, let me talk my shit. From a college dorm to a sweet and chilly, getting drink tickets in my Mishka hoodie, to a Mac sponsor just to up my pretty. Fees is changing, so I'm hostile, diddy, avoiding fake fuckers that claim they fucking with me. Dick riders trying to match my witty, had to cleanse my palate, appetite too picky. All this Henny Jimmy got my mood on pissy. Forming labels keep me feeling frisky. Steady hating, what's the issue? I'm the MVP, so bitches cannot bench me. Groupies on me when I'm in they city, but you want this lifestyle cause it sounds so kinky. Feeling cocky, iced out the pinky.
And if you kiss the dawn, don't leave no hickeys, yep.
Yup, what's goody? I'm the hottest round. My city, I got all the sounds. Got plenty, you should ask around. My city, get to work. Get busy, do it till it hurt. Get busy, you should go berserk. Get busy, I'ma make you work. Get busy.
Damn. Yup, what's goody, yo? Been the hottest round since a nigga ate Cheerios.
Yeah, Parker flipping shit like his ass right Mysterio.
Yeah, 619, yeah, they used to be the area code. Now a nigga been all around like a merry-go. Turning shit loud, if you hear it on the stereo.
A nigga about to go Jose Canseco.
Yeah, a nigga about to go Jose, shit, stereo. Remember they were like, oh, did you
on the radio.
Yeah, now the niggas like, oh, got the nigga very yo. We be like, chill out, nigga, hear me out.
You just mad there's only 10 likes on your video.
Yeah, but it's like 20 niggas sending in your video. How that work out? That's a 50-50 ratio.
You just that bad, nigga, you might have to let it go.
Yeah, in the hairline, nigga, you might have to let it go.
Yup, what's goody? I'm the hottest round. My city, I got all the sounds. Got plenty, you should ask around. My city, get to work. Get busy, do it till it hurt. Get busy, you should go berserk. Get busy, I'ma make you work. Get busy. Yup, what's goody? I'm the hottest round. My city, I got all the sounds. Got plenty, you should ask around. My city, get to work. Get busy, do it till it hurt. Get busy, you should go berserk. Get busy, I'ma make you work. Get busy. What's goody? My city, got plenty. My city, get busy. Get busy. Get busy. What's goody?
Yup, yo, what's really good? I'm the hottest motherfucker in my neighborhood. Even if I came to yours, yo, I probably would. Okay, maybe not if you live in Hollywood. I might pull up, I might skirt off. And the Pathfinder with the perks on. Or the Forerunner with the hairs on. And your girl still mad I cut my hair off. Cause it's Richie with a motherfucking T. I got a classic tape plus a degree. Okay, not yet, I need another year. I have another classic plus my grandma's cheers. I ain't tryna be no motherfucking engineer. I'ma get my mama crib with a rap career. And a 6 series make the roof disappear. So she can never say there ain't no fucking room in here, yeah.
And the rain river.
Located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Halkomelem speaking Musqueam people.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh, everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Ignorant for convenience, it's over. I'm done keeping my composure.
It's time to get loud. I said, fuck what I'm allowed. Fuck making them proud. And fuck this nation under God. Flawed rules of fraud trying to deify your souls at any cost. Mutiny, disunity, affluently influencing with fluidity, the future see your shoes. Oh, the shoes fit the rule of see we ministers. The minister, whoever thinks the truth is laid to sinisters. Forcing open third eyes and plotting out the demise. And gathering our troops cause they declare, I declare, we declare war on you.
The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised.
Hi there. You're listening to A Word on the Street. This is Magali. What you guys just listened to is a song called Hashtag or Pound or Number. It's literally just a hashtag. We're having a discussion on what it's actually called. We don't really know. And it's by Ocean, a group that's made up of two women named I'm going to butcher it. You guys can just Google it. And they're from DC. And they became just artistic collaborators at NYU as students. Today's episode is about Black History Month. And to me, this group really comes to mind as an important group that is not only paying tribute to a lot of, you know, important Black figures in American history, but they're also kind of bringing it forward and applying it to modern day. So this song for me, I selected it as the gem of the week because it really, it's pretty cool. It's like a feminine rap group. They're going pretty hard. Like, they're pretty angry. As they should be. And pretty much this entire song, if you look up the lyrics, it's pretty much about them just being angry about our generation and how we've become so complacent, you know? And them especially being Black women in the United States, they're very spiritual in the way that they are. They tap into the spirit of Ocean, which is like a female deity. And she's actually very sweet and very feminine and kind of loving and almost maternal in her energy. But they're saying, like, she's still a very powerful figure because she stands strong and she's stands up for what she believes in and protects the people that she loves, but in a very like protective and beautiful kind of way. And that's what they try to channel in their music and the statement that they try to make. But it's also really angry. Like they're really kind of just like very unhappy with how things are going on in the United States and the way that social media is affecting the way that people view themselves and interact with each other. And I thought that was just a very important song to bring up because they do a very good job of explaining a lot of the challenges that Black people face in the United States until today and that they have for, I would say, you know, hundreds of years or whatever. And also just make it into a really cool and boppin' song. So, yeah, that's all I had to say about that.
Does anyone else have a song that they would like to play before we go into our next segment? Another song. I know people have songs. You have a song? You have a song?
I have a song.
No,
if you have a song.
No, my song is for like a bit that I'm going to sing.
Okay, how about
okay,
you?
I have a
you
song.
Have a song first.
It's called Gimme.
Gimme?
So, G-I-M-M-E, and it's by an artist called Paris U-N-T-L-D, so Untitled.
What? Can you come type this?
I'm not, yeah.
Just come over here.
We'll be technical difficulties.
Yeah, Valerie's going to play a song. I can't comprehend any words right now, but it is Friday. You're listening to Word on the Street.
Yes, you are.
In CITR, 101.9 FM. Here's a song.
I got
boy, I'm reaping what you sow. I wanna say that I'm a nice guy, but I can't cross my fingers when I'm drunk. Don't be the bitch boy who thinks that I fall in love easy, who thinks that I am an easy fuck, cause I'm not. Don't be the bitch boy who thinks that I'm gonna suck it up, who thinks that I will not fuck him up, cause I will, yeah. Give me that cool stuff, give me that wild stuff. Give me that cruel stuff, give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that cool stuff, give me that wild stuff. Give me that cruel stuff, give me that, give me that, give me that. Let's not keep it real. Oh, I love the way you feel. I love being second best. Oh, so let's not keep it real the way you feel. Give me that cool stuff, give me that wild stuff. Give me that cool stuff, give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that cool stuff, give me that wild stuff. Give me that cool stuff, give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. So serious, you're not that type of guy. So baby, don't lie. So baby, don't. Give me that cool stuff. Give me that wild stuff. Give me that cool stuff. Give me that. Give me that. Give me that. Give me that. Give me that cool stuff. Give me that. Give me that wild stuff. Give me that cool stuff. Give me that. Give me that. Give me that. Give me that. Give me that cool stuff. Give me that. Give me that wild stuff. Give me that cool stuff, give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that cool stuff, give me that wild stuff. Give me that cool stuff, give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that.
I don't know what that means, only love the rain. When it rains, money from the trees.
From the trees.
I ain't dumb, I ain't trying to get dumb and sprung for the wrong one, yeah. At last you call me, I ain't calling you.
No call.
Less wrong, got you clutching on the gum.
Clutching.
So what's my songs full of love and money? Hey, living life, getting me money, bunny. Dreams and money never grow trees. Well, never say never, cause
never,
best
never.
Believe my dreams get higher and higher. After the beat drops, I'm a writer, I'm a mother, I'm a lover, a green smoker. Cash checks, no culture vulture.
Ay,
I'm getting dizzy and I'm getting paid. You a strong one. Got the money, got the heart, got the gun,
got the gun.
You kinda like my lung,
like the lung.
You kinda like my drug,
like the drug.
We ain't living in the dark no more,
no more.
We ain't never gonna be poor,
be poor.
Just rich, rich and fam,
rich and
rich in love,
rich
in
culture.
Rich in day ones,
day ones.
Low key, don't provoke me, don't hurt me. I'll come back with the AK and I'll get rowdy.
Get
Let's
rowdy.
Begin, they don't wanna see me win. They don't wanna see me trying to live right within. Living life unbothered, a little smarter.
Little smarter.
No stress, I'm balanced, yes. Living life to the maximum, I no stress. Leisha Bunny getting money on the daily, yes. Just trying to make my songs pay.
Trying to
pave a way for a native, trying to stay off the legend, no hope.
No
smoking
hope.
All the dope. Yes, my life is a big mess, but I'm blessed. This shit help eases up all my stress.
All the stress.
Music, life, wife, no mistress.
No
As
mistress.
I roll this joint, I'm trying to prove a point.
Prove a
trying
point.
To find a deep-hearted place or a soul. Is that you?
Is that you?
You better come through.
Better come through.
gets in a daze.
But my mind
gets in a daze.
In a daze.
My mind gets in a daze.
In a daze. In a daze. For days.
Last time you called, said you wouldn't call, and to be happy, cause you got it all. But one thing missing, and it ain't money. It's my soulmate, where my money bunny. If it ain't you, probably someone else. Cause look at me, look at you, I'm a boss making all the moves. I'm a queen supreme, making dreams come true. Yo, what about you? I'm unkind to bitches trying to waste my time. I'm unkind to bitches trying to waste a dime. Look at me getting paid at the same time. I seek attention from no one except my handgun and my true ones. Love, drugs, dealings gone wrong. So be strong, don't get it wrong. Forward Barbie, you're an army strong. Don't get it wrong, you're an army strong. My path bright, brighter than you ever think. I'm a little bit colder, bitches trying to link. I ain't into it, not about a drink. Spark my mind, spark my life, spark the soul, spark this blend. Set the shit on fire, don't be a liar. Now step forward, I'm the one you desire. I stay busy getting a little bit higher. I'm elevated.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Word on the Street on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard a song by Indigenous Barbie, and Zubin and I saw them on Monday at what event, and where was it?
The Stew Jams at our favorite location, Redgate.
Yeah, our concert of the week.
CITR.
Yeah, shout out Redgate, of course. Lots of CITR stuff there. How would you describe Stew Jams to someone who's never been there before?
Quite the eclectic mix with an overarching hip-hop theme, I would say.
Yeah. So Stew Jams is pretty much, there's a few performers and there's a live band for the whole thing after people perform. And after there's the acts, there's like a cypher that just goes on for a couple hours at least.
Pretty much, yeah.
And pretty much until people leave.
I mean, we left like midnight, so I think it still kept going to like 1:30 maybe. Like.
It's every third Monday of the month. Mm-hmm. We've been twice together now. The first time we stayed until the end, I feel like that was probably until 1 or something like that. But the live band is fantastic, and they just go, and then anyone can go up. Literally anyone can go up. Gabe was there, Gabe went up, right?
Yeah, shout out Gabe. Gabe dropped some bars.
Gabe just left, but Gabe went up. You see all sorts of different people. The one of our favorite groups that goes up is this impromptu like reggae.
Yeah, these like guys. Jamaican guys.
Yeah.
And they have like quite a varied age too.
Yeah. There is like one guy who's probably like
He must be in his 50s.
Yeah. Like. I was picturing him as well. And then there's that other guy who starts doing that same melody every time. At least the past two times. And he jumps up and down a lot.
There's a guy who scats as well.
Yeah, there's a guy who scats.
Like, there's like a lot of random stuff. And there's some people with some good stuff and some people who are like, it's clearly like their first time.
Yeah, but that's kind of the point.
Yeah, so like it's a mix. It's interesting. Yeah,
you can go up without having never gone up or never performed anywhere. And a couple times there'll be people and they'll say something or they'll rhyme something. And then at the end they'll kind of say, oh, this is my first time. And everyone gives them a little cheer. There's a couple this time that I enjoyed and it was definitely their first time. There's a couple I didn't enjoy as much, but that's all part of it.
That one Australian dude.
This
guy was a little overly aggressive and just didn't look like he fit in.
Yeah, but if you want to just go and express yourself and say something, rhyme something, you can just go and do it. Yes.
I have two questions. First of all, when you say that there's like a live band that plays, I'm imagining, you know, like, the Jimmy Fallon or the Jimmy...
The Roots?
One of those Jimmy
the
guys.
Roots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The way they just, like, play when people start, like, singing or something. Is it a similar...
I mean, they just go. But, yeah.
Okay, so
they never stop.
They accompany
They never stop.
Yeah.
Unless
so cool.
they're, like, told to stop for some reason.
Okay.
Just to sort of reset things a bit.
Okay.
And just redeclare the rules. Like, we didn't mention the rules yet, but pretty much you can go and you can do two verses, but you got to hand the mic to someone else after that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there always has to be a female performer on stage, or at least as much as possible, just because they want to encourage that. And the guy who hosts, Rupert, one of the hosts, he stopped it on Monday just because like there was just a lack of like female voices. And then as soon as he said that, then there was like tons of women who go up and they can sing and like they can rap, but it's just like about letting everyone know like, oh, you can come up and not being scared of it. But yeah, I've never seen such a diverse group of like performers, because a lot of people just, I think, kind of go in their head, oh, why not? And they go up. Mm-hmm. I've never seen like that many different ethnicities like rap, and that was really cool to see and just hear what everyone said. And some people, like, there's one guy we saw the first time, and he's literally rapping about like staying hydrated. And, like he has songs written about like staying hydrated and that kind of thing, and like mindfulness.
This time was interesting because they had three female indigenous artists open, which I guess is very topical, obviously, with everything going on. So there was obviously some pretty recurring themes of like Trudeau is bad. What's he looking?
Yeah. If you say something negative about Trudeau, you get like standing ovation.
Which is, I mean, yeah, topical at the moment.
Yeah. So we just played a song by one of the artists that we heard. Again, that was Indigenous Barbie, and that song was called Forward Barbie. And then after Indigenous Barbie, this other Indigenous woman came on, and her name is MC Shells. And Zoom and I both enjoyed it, and we thought it would be worthwhile playing one of her tracks, and Indigenous Barbie is actually on this too, so they work together. And this one is called Bring It Back. So after this song, we'll play a couple ads, and then we're going to continue with our episode today, and I'm going to say some things about Earl Sweatshirt and his parents for our Black History Month episode. So this is MC Shells featuring Indigenous Barbie, Bring It Back.
Up the pace, this isn't the first time, yo, we step into the case. Been a rut rider, you know I'm gonna try. I ain't fuck around, yo, we both got priors. Red zone, black, there's no pace in the streets. Paid homage with the case, no defeat. Words burning, yo, I'm about to throw some heat. Best believe I'm the one who keeps receipts. So you better take a seat before you try to talk to me. Best believe I'm the one you're gonna see.
and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1. What are you doing on Tuesday, March 3rd? Come down to the Vancouver Convention Center East Building to check out the Study and Go Abroad Fair. It's free, and it's a great opportunity to find out how you can boost your resume by studying abroad, working abroad, or learning a language. Come early at 1 p.m. to catch our feature seminar. For more information, check online at www.studyandgoabroad.com.
It's a lot of Chris. I reported nothing, nigga, that's just how it is. You be on that tough shit, it ain't caught up with you yet. 16 with that ball fade, Sean John on my chest. 16 with that ball fade, nigga, I sat by the bench. One in Lost Phase on the island. Rest in peace to my pops and a boy Riley. Gotta speak for the dead, homie, do they call me?
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Word on the Street. And you just heard a couple songs. Recently, you just heard New Earl Sweatshirt. It's just an interlude from that Vince Staples tape called FM. And I played that because I'm going to talk about Earl today. And in light of our discussion about Black History Month, I was kind of stuck on what I wanted to talk about. I'm a fan of a lot of different parts of hip-hop, which is obviously a big part of this topic. And at first, I was thinking about talking about Sugar Hill Gang and Rapper's Delight and how that was kind of the first recorded song that went mainstream with in terms of hip-hop and really put hip-hop on the map in terms of commercially. Then I changed my mind and I saw some things about Outkast and I thought, oh, I'm a big Outkast fan. I think that'd be interesting to talk about and how just Andre 3000's expression in hip-hop really changed the game in terms of what a male rapper can do and can not just rap but can sing and can also dress differently and can do things that are not prototypically masculine and how that's okay. And I think that would be interesting. But then I started reading about Earl and I started reading about his parents and I thought it would be interesting to talk about, okay, here's an artist who is commercially successful right now but who also has parents who have African roots as well, who are successful in different ways. So I just wanted to go over why I chose Earl and what Earl has to offer, just a bit of background. And I wrote this last night and just is really interesting. And I feel like a lot of people don't know this about Earl's whole situation. So Earl's real name, and I'm definitely going to butcher his last name. I was trying to figure it out yesterday, but his first name is Tebe. His last name is Kigo Sitsil, a.k.a. Earl Sweatshirt. He spent time in Odd Future, in Samoa's Coral Reef Academy boarding school, and he also spent time in Hiatus for a few years. Now he's back in hip-hop, and he's been produced by the Neptunes, RZA, Bad Bad Not Good, and of course he's worked with both Frank Ocean and Tyler Creator, who are in Odd Future with him as well. He went through a lot of grief over the past couple of years with both his father and close friend Mac Miller passing. And about a year ago, he reappeared and he released his third studio album, Some Rap Songs. This past November, then he put out a surprise EP called Feet of Clay. Eclipse is a good song that reflects this grief that he's been going through and the self-growth, and he's fallen into this right now. And he said that Some Rap Songs, and Eclipse is on Some Rap Songs, is a reminder of what, in his words, hip-hop has always been. And he said with this album, it's not about trying to show people what it isn't, but just reflecting more in the past what hip-hop was. I think that's a good description. I remember Jonah Hill posting about Some Rap Songs, and if you've seen mid-90s, just a little digression here, he had a lot to say about how like old hip-hop was really important, and like mid-90s coming up in the mid-90s, the golden era of hip-hop, that's what it sounded like. I remember Jonah Hill posting about this and saying, oh yeah, like this is really, really excellent because that's what it reflects. So I think those are the best words to describe this album. So some rap songs came out, Feet of Clay came out, but I just wanted to talk about Earl's dad for a second. So his name, again, I apologize because I can't say it. I can't. His name is Kiora Petse Kigotsil. That's his dad's name. He was actually a South African Nobel laureate in poetry. And he spent his career writing for radical anti-apartheid print New Age. He got exiled, and he ended up with a poetry MFA for Columbia University, and he published poetry. He published books of poetry. So you might be making that connection already. Okay, no wonder Earl can rhyme. And it seems fitting that somehow Earl's most recent work is more jazzy because that's what his dad was into, and that's what his dad called black expression, and it was essential to him. So I think it's important to stress again, his father, he did poetry. He performed poetry where some of the most skillful artists took the stage in jazz, like places where John Coltrane performed. And now Earl is rapping rhymes where some of the most skillful MCs have taken the stage. He certainly had a way with words, but he actually was not a fan of hip-hop, didn't speak very highly of it. And if you're a fan of Earl, you know that he's not a big fan of his dad, and it was kind of complicated. And more recently, he actually did something with his mom, which was pretty interesting. It's a really interesting interview. I highly recommend it. It's from Up Rocks. It's about an hour long. I didn't have the time to get fully through it, so I just kind of chopped up some points that I like. But it's just him and his mom talking, and I think you just got to listen to it. But just on the flip side, so his dad is an amazing poet. His mom is a super academic, like huge scholar, not just like, okay, she's like in academia, like she's up there. So her name is Cheryl Harris. This is Earl's mom. She's an academic and a member of UCLA's law school. In this talk that Earl and his mom had, they touched on racism, social media, music, and much more. She's heavily involved with critical race studies with international recognition. She's a professor at UCLA, and she does a lot of anti-discrimination legal work. Just a couple of highlights that I found from this interview between the two is their expression on like their hesitancy to social media, which I thought was interesting. Cheryl believes it's kind of controlling and it takes away human experience. And Earl is just scared of if his mom gets on social media that she's going to be a liability to him. He's going to be embarrassed. So I wonder who's more scared of his mom being on the web, her or Earl himself. And Cheryl expressed that she's proud of Earl's vulnerability, his empathy, his willingness, and how he never lets himself feel uncomfortable. And I think if you listen to Earl, like, you can see that that is true in how he expresses things and he rhymes things. He's not doing it to be in the limelight. That's not even his thing, really. He's quite reserved, and he does it for different reasons. I'll get there in a minute. But what Earl said about his mother is that he reflected on how he got these traits from her, these more empathetic traits. And that Feet of Clay, his most recent project, again, was actually named out of respect for her. And he said, it's called Feet of Clay because we all struggle, we all have weaknesses, and we all have times we need to push through. This conversation is super beautiful and intense, and they both expressed how nervous they were to do this. Obviously, Earl's been very open about his difficult relationship with his father, so to embrace his mother in this way was not easy either. And being a hip-hop artist versus his mother being an extreme academic is quite a contrast. Earl says that hip-hop is his medium to sort life out and get things off. I call rap my medium to listen and to learn. And I think that's really important with this topic, is with Black History Month, a lot of this is just about listening. So I'd like to play an Earl song just to listen, you know. So I'm going to play one from Feet of Clay quickly. One that I really like is called East. It's pretty quick. And then I'll play maybe one more from some rap songs. And then we'll get to another quick topic before we end off this show. So this is East by Earl Sweatshirt. Thank you.
it back when you got it made. 30 racks of weed, no fat in the collard greens. Off top is me, no cap, I don't bottle things. Flocks and grandmama rings on the fingers and fond of the thing. Hollywood Glee, no mama this, no James Hardy. Weak niggas gaudy with peak, followers just like me. I lost my phone and consequently all the feelings I caught for my GF. My hands was on the wings, I took them off, had a story careen against the bars. My canteen was full of the poison I need. The trip is long and steep. My innocence was lost in the east. Amidst the thick exhaust, Aki hit the hornet beat. Mention my sentence strong. We all that we need. But don't call me brother no more. I keep my sentences short. Stack Pendleton keep me warm in the winter. Subi's cup not hitting the floor. New rebuttals for the city morgue. Who would truly love a visit from us? My soul and my heart. All in it. Keep fishing. God, the macabre finish. And miss my pop. Dudes might just hit me. Depending how I play my cards, the wind whisper to me, ain't it hard? I wait to beat the light shimmering from a star. Cognitive dissonance shattered and the necessary venom restored. As if it matters if you think it matters anymore. Cause shit be happening with quick results. They couldn't fathom all the damage that had to get done. Piglets in the barrel, we cooking up. Don't get a sparrow, no arrow. Rune that's in that there. Tune to the sheriff. Deadly flowers bloom. Howling rapidly, we stare at you and say a prayer. Let's take it there like courier pigeon. 50,000 roots, none of them ridges. Some of them wicked, how they grew.
It's an S, and I wanted to talk a bit about grime because I was in England for a while. So I wanted to talk about Nadia Rose, who's a grime artist from London, and she's one of the most popular female voices in grime right now, along with Lady Leisure and Little Sims. And her song Squad garnered tons of streams in 2016, later appearing on her debut album Highly Flammable. And along with the increasing influence of grime and grime's influence in politics, I just found it interesting to note that Nadia is from Croydon in South London. It's something interesting about where she lives is that's where the Home Office's headquarters for like visas and immigration is located in England. And so in Croydon, they have a lot of anti-immigration protests and a lot of like Islamophobic groups, white supremacist groups, and they gather there at the Home Office so they can be like, you know, we don't want these people here. And so it found it really interesting that a lot of the local kind of like feminist groups and Black Lives Matter groups, they play this song whenever they have like a counter rally or protests. And you can also Google it. It's like a viral video where the campaigners from like Black Lives Matter and this UK-based feminist group, Sisters Uncut, you can see them, like, they're, like, dancing and, like, shouting back so you can't, like, hear what, like, the racist stuff they're saying. And I just found that super interesting because of, there's a lot of talk about how grime is really shaping and influencing politics and garnering, like, youth voice in politics and helping people register to vote, and that was a massive thing in the 2016 general election. People actually called it a youth quake because so much people came out and voted in terms of young people. So I think that was truly like an amazing thing to see
And I love that there's more female voices in grime because it used to be a very heavily male dominated genre. So yeah, this is Squad by Nadia Rose.
Guess who's back? But you never left. Yes, I did. I rose from the dead. And now I'm here to kill them with flows and some punchlines that'll go over your head. Turn back, I'm a caution ahead. I'm your worst nightmare, stood over your bed. So them girl try call me, but I smell defeat like a hole in your breath. Wow, she's sick and she's bad. She sings and she raps, she shit and she's whack. They talk all that chat, but when they see me, don't speak none of that. Cause nobody bad like me. I'm fucking higher than a block of flats in Battersea. Whoa. And I'm with my team. Squally. Squally, where you at, my J? I'm rolling 10 gear up on that squad. That's what? That squad. I'm rolling 10 gear up on that squad. That's what? That squad. I'm rolling 10 gear up on that squad. Fucking with my squad? I think not. Me and my bitches, we roll deep. And we always got green, so we pretty much peas in a pod. I was at the scene, had to flee from the cops. I go inside with no keys for the locks. Excuse me, madam, how did you get on the premises? Well, I came to kill off my nemesis, so I used my juju and I came up in the crevices. Them bitches say they're bad, but I'm from where the fucking devil is. So if they get me mad, we're in the yard, disturbing residents. And we leave out the yard, hop in the car, dispose of evidence. Cause nobody bad like us. Nobody bad like us. But really, we don't want no fuck. Someone roll them blunt so we can turn shit up. Squally, let me see you brush your guns. I'm rolling 10 gear up in that squad. That's what? That squad. I'm rolling 10 gear up on that squad. That's what? That squad. I'm rolling 10 gear up on that squad. He came true with the clan, came true with the posse. I came with Mary Jane's, I'm came in it with Molly. Nuff gear in it, that's the way you roll, squaddy. Nuff gear in it, that's the way you roll out. If the line's good, you have to get your phone out. Bare skin tea when we pose for the photo. Some gear are braided, some gear are in cornrows. But still, go on dread if we have to. The heart is still like a statue. Been on my grind like my back tooth, yeah. Take out the time, but I fight zoots. What else? Step on the gas, hit the back rooms. Why? Cause if my bitches need me there, well, I'm coming. And if I ain't got the wit, shit, I'm running. I do it for him, it ain't nothing. Squally, let me see you brush your something. I'm rolling 10 gear up on that squad. That's what? That squad. I'm rolling 10 gear up on that squad. That's what? That squad. I'm rolling 10 gear up on that squad. That's what? That squad. I'm rolling 10 gear up on that squad. That's what? That squad. Up in that squad, that's a wall, that's squaddy, that's the clan, that's the posse, that's them, that's moi.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Bye. Thank you for listening.
Goodbye.
We're on the street. Classic. Little round of applause. Check out Radio Pizza Party next on the air in 1 minute. We'll catch you next week. We're going to have a segment from our father, sorry, grandfather and founder, Eric. Just listen. Next week at 5 p.m. Thank you for listening to Word on the Street. Goodbye.
Bye.
What? No. Okay. Goodbye. Goodbye. Okay. Good night.